You see, whether we like it or not, right at this moment, Australia is at war.
April 25, 1972. And Australia's participation in the Vietnam War has been almost completely withdrawn. But you won't see the veterans proudly marching in the parades, as many RSLs refuse to give them recognition, claiming that the action from 1962 was not a real war. Fought in the squalid equatorial jungle, and for the first time, the war for Vietnam was as much forts in the television coverage beamed into living rooms across the nation.
Now, what are you protesting about?
I'm protesting about the war, as it is at present.
It was a war that split the nation between support, dissent, activism, and plain passivity. Through the widespread media coverage, many became desensitized to the violence, while at other times the political motives behind the action were put under a much larger public microscope than ever before, and at times completely exposed as fallacy. By the end of the 1960s, the confronting thought began to gain support that perhaps we're not the good guys.
Could you tell me what this represents? Nixon's statement that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, meaning the end of the war. As you see, the tunnel keeps on rebuilding itself. It never stops.
Vietnam was the last in a string of conflicts that saw Australian men and women fighting without break in foreign lands since their engagement in World War II in 1939. Public opinion had grown cold and distant, especially with the added menace of conscription. Our soldiers, our diggers, however, had no say in where they were to go or who they were to fight, and often unfairly bore the brunt of public disapproval. The horrors that they faced with valiant resolve for the sake of political manoeuvring are more than deserving of remembrance. Lest we forget.